Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below to keep me making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have a story about how there's a demand for unvaxxed sperm from women that are going on to shady Facebook groups to get it. So if you're getting desperate from all the inflation out there, you can always sell your sperm to a bunch of single cat ladies. But don't do it, because she'll probably try to get child support from you. Remember that if they track your DNA, then they'll probably make you pay. The real question to ask is vaxxed sperm the next Bitcoin? Moving on, we have Democrat Corrine Brown, found guilty of taking $800,000 from a kids' charity fund, and she calls the verdict racist. There's a reason it's women first and then children. Women also seem to believe they come first no matter what. She wants mercy and compassion now. So do the children. You have to be a special kind of monster to steal from a children's charity fund and then claim it wasn't your fault. Number three is an article saying that Japan needs Indian migrants. People often say that Indians aren't allowed to live in Japan, but this is a picture of Yogendra Puranik, and he's the first Indian to win public office in Japan. They're already letting lots of Indian immigrants in that'll change the culture of the country. They tried to deal with the shrinking population, but it looks like they just gave up. If Japan wants to see its future, then it just needs to look to Toronto. Up next, PETA thinks that it's time that women went on a sex strike on meat-eating men. Yeah, it's never gonna happen. If women meet a hot shad, they'll wolf down his salami schlong, even if he just ate an entire cow. They don't care. They also claim that men are responsible for 41% more climate emissions than women are. Yes, blame our lifestyle changes for climate change, but let's not blame women for purchasing 80%+ of the consumer goods and doing 65% of the airplane travel. That carbon, of course, doesn't exist and counts. Number five, we have propaganda saying that when you're mean to Israel, this is who you're being mean to. Yes, a cute female soldier that doesn't look threatening at all, as you look down on her insignificant and beautiful little body. This image is propaganda at its purest. It doesn't matter how cute she is, her side did this. And there's a good chance you're going too far when the gay people take the side of the Palestinians, even though they'll throw them off their now non-existent roofs. Moving on, the reason people use women in propaganda is because of the words of Amber Turd. No one will believe you because you're a man. If Johnny Depp hadn't recorded everything, then certainly no one would have believed him either. It's always a woman's word against a man's unless you have 100% proof. Even with all that female privilege, Ms. Turd still lost in court. Number seven is the divorce rates by country. I think it's Vietnam for the win if you have yellow fever. But what the hell is going on in Portugal and Spain? This shows you the divorce rates, but it doesn't show you the infidelity rates, which are probably more important. But even still, with the United States sitting at 45%, it's no laughing matter. I don't really know how accurate this is or for when it's from, because today in Brazil, the divorce rates, thanks to feminism, are closer to 50%. Number 8, Rolo Tomasi posted this, and I just don't get it. Is it supposed to be an insult of Pearl or something? Maybe Rolo is just jealous that she stole the limelight or something like that. Also, in case you haven't heard, she's been demonetized on YouTube, so it makes me wonder if that's part of it as well. Up next, we have a woman that's implemented the $2,000 rule, meaning she won't have sex with men unless they spend $2,000 on her first. This woman probably overestimates her looks and is really just setting herself up to be undercut by women half her age. I would rather buy a gaming PC with that kind of money, and I'm not even into gaming. That's a lot of money for something that's only worth $200 or $300 on the open markets. Number 10 are 5 reasons why you shouldn't be afraid to date woke women as a man. Looks like no one wants to marry a feminist or bring a BLM type home to meet their mother, of course. Women on the left want to date men on the right, but they're finding that the men on the right don't want to date them. They should just let the woke men stick it in them, but they just aren't turned on by them. Afraid is the wrong word here. How about it's not in their best interests? Moving on is the second woman in this video wearing a military uniform. Someone sent her a message saying that females serve zero purpose in the military other than sexual relief to the real soldiers. That's not true. They can still prepare meals, nurse the wounded, clean uniforms, and do secretarial work. The overweight ones can also help clear the minefields. Of course, sexual relief just lowers men's testosterone and weakens them before battle. So that purpose is kind of counterproductive. Number 12 is a New York Post article where a couple said that they had a threesome with their bridesmaid on their wedding nights. The guy who lent out his fat bridesmaid girlfriend is kind of pathetic. But would you really call it a threesome with their body weight? Because it looks more like a fivesome. I think it's time for that meteor or melancholia to come and crush the earth. Up next is a woman that got her boyfriend Kevin's name tattooed on her forehead. I guess from now on, all of her boyfriends will have to change their names. Either that or you can find her on dating profiles on dating sites and it'll say I will only date guys named Kevin. But Kevin will still need to be 6 feet tall, a millionaire, and good looking. She was a 5 at best before, and now this makes her maybe a 2. Number 14, if you're a teacher that gets caught banging your students or is discovered that you've got a Lonely Fans account, you can always have a threesome with Adam22 and his wife Lena. Just imagine how many women are going to sleep with them so they get attention and a little career boost out of it. Adam22 is the same guy who sits in the other room when his wife is getting smashed by a bunch of BBCs. And no, I'm not talking about the British Broadcasting Corporation. Moving on is a Maryland teacher that was arrested for being with a middle school student. Maybe Adam22 and Lena can bail her out and bang her. She took advantage of a 14-year-old kid by getting him drunk and high first. We hear stories like this almost every day now. If it were reversed and a male teacher had done this, there would have been a national outcry to protect teenage girls coast to coast. There are too many stories of women like this in America, and as they get caught, it creates more work for Lonely Fans. Number 16 is a bit controversial. If a 13-year-old child is dying of a terminal illness, would it be ethical for the Make-A-Wish Foundation to hire them a prostitute? Most people say no. I would say yes, so long as the working girl was of the same age or similar and it was perfectly legal. Not sure where you would find anyone under those circumstances. It's a tough question to answer and most people wouldn't fully agree regardless of what the answer is. Up next, we have a nice Jewish couple that happen to be the largest distributors of gay corn in America. They even got their story made into a Netflix documentary. So why did they do it? To make some money, of course. That is all. Number 18, I guess that this is what happens when a girl is caught cheating. She's the one that cries out in pain. You discover that she's been doing that behind your back, and suddenly you're the one that's abusive. She had a hard time growing up, and now you also have a micropenis. You know what type of person can do terrible things to others and then be found out and claim that they're a victim? That's right, a narcissist. Number 19 is the difference between a woman without a man and a man without a woman, with regards to living accommodations. But that's not true. The woman does have a man, many of them. They're just in the dresser drawer next to her bed, and it looks like she brought some of them out and put them on the mirror for fun. But seriously, most women these days, their rooms look as messy like this for some reason. Moving on, we have the average millennial woman in another 20 or 30 years. Although I don't know why I just threw up in my mouth. Was it because I find tattoos unattractive, or is it because I find older women unattractive? Probably a 2-for-1 special. This photo, of course, isn't real and it's AI generated, but in a couple of decades it will be. You can also get them lasered off for a couple of grand, and you can pretty much remove them like this one, or maybe even like this one. Forget about investing in boxed wine and kitty litter. Tattoo removal technology is the shiznit. Number 21, we have another example of how Catholicism is done with the Pope saying that transgendered people can be baptized Catholic and even serve as godparents. Has the church now been over since they voted in this new Pope while forcing the old one to politely retire? Does this mean that the next Pope will be non-binary? Stay tuned. The more I see stuff like this, the more I feel like this. Up next is Bad Baddie showing us how much money she made from her Lonely Fans in 2021. That's a lot of simp bucks. $38 million total. No wonder teenage girls went from wanting to be YouTubers to Instagram models to now Lonely Fans girls. $18 million in just 1 month. Even the top musicians and sports ball players don't make that much. All the more reason to ban social media access to everyone under the age of 25. This is a simp epidemic of biblical proportions. Number 23, we have this woman that looks like she's 5'2", putting tape next to her door to make sure that no man under 6 feet tall walks in. With only 10% of men only being that tall, they may walk in. But when they're finished, they'll probably walk right back out. I'm not upset by this because I put this door in my room to make sure that no fat women will be allowed inside either. Moving on is the difference between boomers at the age of 18 versus millennials at the age of 30. Boomer women were far more likely to be virgins, start having kids immediately, and stayed home with them. Many millennials, on the other hand, are dumping their life savings into Bitcoin and hoping for it to do a moonshot so they might be able to retire. The millennial is also living in his car more often because the average job doesn't even pay enough for a one-bedroom. $3,000 a month for the outskirts of Toronto these days. Number 25 and the last one looks like 5 Nordic nations collaborate to basically share deportation flights. Looks like multiculturalism in Scandinavia has failed. Europe has fallen as the migrants are multiplying faster than the locals. My question is, where are you supposed to deport them to? Their countries of origin probably won't want them back, especially if they're criminals. I'm sure that Canada will take them and give them tons of money too, but they'll probably just fly back to Sweden Stan after they've been deported. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so that new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to expand it, then please donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, and I'll occasionally make a third video like this each week. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.